over here by the window. Can you let me in? Can you let me in? Just, you know, open the window just to catch. That's it.
Right there. Thank you. Hi. Wow. There are so many books in here. Just so many books. I knew there were books, but I didn't realise. Wow. It's like a library. Really fancy library. But it's not a library, it's an office. It's your office. And these are all yours. You are so smart. I mean, of course you're smart. You're a professor and you're looking at me funny. And you look a bit pale. Are you all right? Did you not eat again? You are so bad for that. You're just so hardworking. But you need to eat. You're a human. Humans need to... No, I'm not a human. I mean, I look like a human. With wings and horns. But not a human. A gargoyle. And I'm talking. Oh, no. Oh, no, it's me. It's me. That's why you're staring and why you look so pale. It's me. You've never heard me talk before, have you? Bum. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down. It's okay. I'm not going to hurt you. I'm not going to hurt you because... Well, I'm not like that. I'm not a fighter. I'm a... protector. I mean, I am a fighter. I don't want to lie to you. I am a fighter. But I would never fight you. I would fight for you. Should I get some water? Are you sure? I could put sugar in it. Well, don't they do that? Sugar for shock? Tea. I could make you a cup of tea, but I've never done that before. But if you want me to, I will. Because you are so nice. You are just so, so nice. Yes, I'm a gargoyle. Yes, yes, you're a gargoyle. You said I'm yours. I am. I'm your gargoyle. I just sit, you know, down there in the courtyard. And you come and have your lunch by me when you have lunch. Which isn't very often. At first I thought you were eating it in your office, but you don't. You don't have lunch. You work through. That's not healthy. Am I nagging? I think I'm nagging, but the whole protector thing, it's... I nag. I nag a lot. And now that I'm talking, you're hearing me nag. Normally I don't say it out loud. Are we alright? It's just, I don't want my talking to affect our relationship. Our relationship. Do we not have a relationship? Oh no, I've messed up again, haven't I? Oh no. I'll just go. I'll just go. This is all a dream. All a dream. And I just, knocked over a lamp. Which makes it a nightmare. Sorry about that. Oh no, that was your favourite, wasn't it? That was your favourite. How do I know it's your favourite? Well, you told me. When you sat down beside me. And you talked to me. Of course I was listening. It's you and you're my favourite. I mean, you are. You're my favourite. I'm not meant to have favourites. I'm meant to protect all humankind. And I do. I do. But especially you. Because you talk to me. And no one ever talks to me. Not anymore. I mean, in the olden days. You couldn't move with people chatting at you. But now everyone's so busy. Just so, so busy. But you come and talk to me. You ask me questions, you ask me for advice. And though I didn't say it out loud, you somehow always knew what I was thinking. Because we vibe. Is that the right word? I heard one of the students saying it. It is. Nice. So, this must be so weird for you. Just so, so weird. Because, here was I thinking that we were best friends and best friends. Oh, I just mean because you talk to me a lot. You know, when you come to work, when you leave work, which is always really, really late. For full disclosure, I should tell you that I do follow you home, just to make sure you get home safely, because you work ridiculous hours. Ridiculous hours. And that's not healthy. It's not healthy. What? Was I worried about you? Of course I was worried about you. You're my best friend. Sort of. I mean, I should go. I should go. I just wanted to give you something because you gave me my Christmas present. And I love them. I love them so much. They're just so nice. The hat and scarf. You gave them to me? Because you said I looked cold? Oh, were they not presents? They were. I knew it. My best friend gave me a Christmas present. Do you know how long it is since I've had a Christmas present? Never. No one ever gives gargoyles anything. They just want stuff. Save me. I mean, yes, that is my job. It's my calling. It's my vocation. But would a sandwich be out of the question? Sandwich. Of course I eat. I mean, not where humans can see me, but would I like a sandwich? Are you asking if I want you to make me a sandwich? I would say yes, because wow. But I'm pretty sure you don't have anything edible in this office. At all. Oh, I would be wrong, would I? You do realise that I know that you're lying. You are. You are, because I know you. You're my best friend. Knew it. You know what? I'm going to get you a takeaway. But, oh, first, here. Here. It's your Christmas present. I mean, you gave me a hat and scarf. I had to get you something. I was going to get you something, but I wasn't going to give it to you because, you know, I wasn't sure. Because humans are confusing. Just so confusing. So confusing. I am hundreds of years old and I'm still confused. But you gave me a scarf and hat and I love them so much. I love them. They're so warm. Oh, I definitely feel the cold. I mean, I don't think I'm meant to, but I do. A lot. Which is why I sit in the sheltered courtyard. I was actually meant to be up there. Right at the top. But it's really windy. And I was certain I was going to catch a chill. But here you are. Open it. Do you like it? Is it the right one? Is it the lost jewel of the fire? Yes, it's the lost jewel of the fire god. It is the right one, isn't it? Yes, nice. I wasn't sure because turns out there are lots of fire gods and they all lose jewels. They're very, very, very careless, apparently. But my friend at the occult shop, I say friend. Not really a friend, more, well, not an enemy, more someone that I shook down in the 1500s. But they owe me for not killing them. And I say a cult shop and it's more a thriving black market. And they're a troll. But I told them what you said and then they gave me this. And I mean, it looks like a jewel that might have been lost by a fire god because it's fiery. And I know you've been searching for it for the last year. So I thought, perfect present. Sorry it's so badly wrapped. Sticky tape is, complicated. What? Because you're my best friend. And you gave me a present. And, you know, you talked to me. And while it's not cold in a courtyard, it's kind of lonely. And I liked it when you talked to me. You're so passionate and enthusiastic. What? So what? You're going where? Oh, hold on a minute. Hold on. What do you mean you're going on an expedition to the lost temple of the fire god? Do you really think that's a good idea? No, I'm not saying that. It's a lost temple. It was a lost jewel. This fire god seems very careless, and I'm not sure I trust him with you. Oh, no, I trust you. You're awesome. You are amazing, but I don't trust them. Them, all of them. Fire gods, Serpents, demons, all of them. Even angels. They're tricky. You're going to go, aren't you? You're going to go and you're going to put yourself in danger because it's a lost jewel. Of course it's going to be dangerous. All right. I guess I'm coming with. I mean, I'm definitely not going to follow you. Oh, no. Well, I just have to keep an eye on you because you're my favourite. And, you know, I don't want someone to steal you away from me. I mean, it is my duty as a gargoyle to protect all of humankind. And, how can I put this nicely? You get a bit caught up in things. Not in a bad way, just in a really, you know, sweet, adorable way. And you forget to eat. You forget to sleep. And you work all hours. And I just want to look after you. So I'll just be following, just trailing, just, you know, I'll be your threatening shadow, just scaring away all the, what? I am coming with you. You mean, do I want, really? You want me to come on the expedition with you? Not just stalk you, not stalk you. Sort of stalk you. You. Wow. That's so wow. Oh no, how are you going to explain it? Well, I'm a gargoyle. I doubt the university is going to be very accepting. It's in another dimension. So what? The lost... It... Of course it is. Of course it is. I mean, of course it is. So, you want to go on an expedition to another dimension to see a very careless fire god. Oh, in that case, I'm definitely coming because no, that's not happening. You are not wandering off on your own. Why worry? Because I'm your best friend. You've never had a best friend like me before. Does that mean that? Could I be your best friend? I mean, I think I'm your best friend, but obviously... Really? Oh, that's so nice. Great. Pizza? Oh, I love pizza. I've never had a hot one. I normally just have the ones that the students leave on the bench when they're late for the classes, which is all the time. Your students, awful timekeeping. I know, it's so disrespectful, isn't it? Hot pizza, great. What do I want on it? I want, a pineapple? Wait, is that wrong? Are you not meant to have pineapple and pizza? Because I'm sure that's a thing. You'll order it and we'll see if I like it. Yay. And pepperoni? That's a pizza topping. And oh, I don't want any of the little fishes because they no. Great. Wait, are we having dinner together? This is amazing. We've only ever had lunch together before. What? Do I sneak you fruit when you're not looking? Maybe. Well, I worry. You're my favourite. You're not mad, are you? It's nice to have someone who cares. I do care. I love caring. Love caring. Right. How long until the pizza gets here? Well, I just need to go and get my armour. My armour. Well, if we're going on an expedition, I'll definitely need my armour. And how many weapons am I allowed to bring? Actually, hold that thought. I'll need to go to the occult shop. If I'm dealing with a fire god, I'm going to need fireproof weapons. Sorry, what? We need to go to the occult shop. We? No. Me? No. would I really refuse to take my best friend to the occult shop? That's not fair. That's not fair. Fine, we need to go. But after the pizza. Because, I want you well fed beforehand because I don't want you to faint. Why would you faint? You'll see. But it's okay. You'll be with me and you will be safe. Because I'm your best friend. Oh. Did you say hot wings? Is that what you call me? Oh, you mean with the pizza. Yes, please. No, I don't want you to call me hot wings. I mean, why would you call me hot wings? It's not like I'm... Do you think I'm hot? Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, could we open the window? Because it's suddenly gotten very hot in here. No, I'm not blushing. I'm a gargoyle. I'm incapable of blushing. It's just burnish. It's burnish. Why are you smiling at me like that? I do like it, but I'm also feeling funny. Oh no. Oh no, this isn't good, is it? It's really good. Yeah, it is. So, pizza.